The man who presides over a county court, you call him a...
I'm not supposed to.
Yeah,
lawyer.
Yeah, but he presides over the court.
And one of the work judge.
Okay. And someone who goes to school.
And one of the things...
Someone goes to school.
Yeah, you call them a...
Student.
Okay. And someone who works in an office and takes care of the boss's mail and...
Secretary.
Okay. And a man on the stage is an actor. A woman would be a...
And a boy in the United States.
Yeah. Someone, a woman who appears on in plays or in movies, you'd call her...
Someone should be an actor too, wouldn't she?
Okay.
A movie star.
I don't have any work
star.
And if you're born in the United States, then you're a...
American.
Well, they used to be called niggers, but they don't like to be called niggers. They don't mind being called negro, but that's what they are. And some says colored people, some says black people.
Okay, what about insulting words? Joking words?
I don't know.
Okay. Are there any kind of people around here?
Quite a few. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you or me, wouldn't they call her group of cars? Okay. And, do you need to take care of that?
I don't know the name for it, but they're doing it.
Do you know words for a
but
child
I
that's
know
born and one parent is white and the other parent is black? You know
a
name for that?
Well, I don't know a name for it, but they're doing that. Most people are.
Yeah.
But I would know it'd be a mixture of naturally, you know, a crossbreed.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember what colored people would call the man that they worked for?
Well, yeah, back is the colored people.
They'd call a master, a boss, or something like that.
Yeah. Do people around here just have slaves?
They were born and raised here.
Well, yeah, back is colored people, white people, slaves. That's right.
Were they in this part of Tennessee?
They sure was. They sure was. They were born and raised here and took out here to Franklin, Kentucky and sold just like
some
the colored people were.
Okay.
My great granddaddy, he had a bunch of them. And while the boys worked for us, and he didn't work for us, he was on the ground. His name was Walter Bell, and
but him and my
asked me one day if I know to me and him was kinfolk.
And they grew up there,
laughing and joking, you know. And he said, my great-grandfather,
said all he ever had
yeah.
And he found out that, said him and my grandfather were the same age. And they grew up together and said they found out that the niggers was going to be free and said all he ever had against my great-grandfather. He carried them up here
for they'd have a little boy baby.
You know, just before they were
and free. Maybe the nigger woman had one, maybe the white woman had one. A white woman, she nursed both of them.
You know, they'd take them up there and, they'd have a little boy baby.
Yeah.
And maybe the nigger woman had one, maybe the white woman had one. Or if the white woman left, she nursed both of them babies. And the nigger woman left, the white woman nursed them. The nigger woman nursed them. And if it was a boy baby, it'd bring a lot more, you know, than a mother baby, a girl baby. And I mean that. And then they see what the niggers are doing out. The white people observe what they're getting there.
Yeah.
That's awful. Just to think about it. Now there were slaves here.
Yeah.
And I'm only working too. They're working just like we were working a team of horses.
Must have been really bad. Did you know of any names for white people that aren't very well off and just sort of lazy and don't amount to much?
Well, I call it Spanish myself.